Updating you on a breaking story this morning. NASA has lost contact with the satellite Capstone, which was launched on board a Rocket Lab rocket from the Mahia Peninsula on the 28th of June. Rocket Lab lifted Capstone into a high Earth orbit before it was successfully released on Tuesday night, setting the microwave-sized satellite on its path to the moon. Let's talk about this now with Amy Thompson from space.com. Amy, thanks for being with us this morning. This confirmation coming from NASA that it's lost contact. What does that mean?
So that means that it's not getting any type of data from the spacecraft right now. Typically, once a spacecraft launches, it has a couple of passes, you know, where it goes over the Earth and it tries to send back data, and NASA tries to also initiate contact with it. And right now that hasn't happened. So currently engineers are trying to figure out what has caused this and how they can reestablish communications.
And what indications are there that reestablishing contact will be straightforward? I suppose, is this something that there could be a glitch and it could come right?
It could, yes. I know that they were also trying to do some upgrades to the deep space network to try to see if maybe that could help reinitiate contact with the spacecraft. But NASA did say that there's enough fuel, you know, that the spacecraft seems to be in good health. It's just not communicating. So they're trying to figure out why right now.
Is it significant that this loss of contact has happened at this point where it's been sort of released from the Earth orbit and gone towards the moons?
Well, typically, if there is going to be some type of little glitch at the beginning of the mission, this is where it would be, because it is not on any type of spacecraft power. It's on its own power, and it has to, you know, unfurl antennas and solar rays and different things like that to establish itself in space. And sometimes this is where those kind of anomalies can pop up.
And so for the whole mission, how concerning is it if it's not able to establish contact reasonably quickly with Capstone?
I know that NASA is hoping to maybe have some more news either later today or tomorrow as far as the connection goes, but typically, each spacecraft only has like a specific allotted time where it can talk to the deep space network during the day, just because there are so many satellites and only so many antennas that can be used to communicate. So I would say the longer it goes on where there's no contact, the more serious that this will be.
Indeed, we will watch and wait. Thank you very much. Amy Thompson there from space.com.